Good morning. That storm system that's been sitting over top of us for the last several days finally now moving off the eastern seaboard and taking its cool pool of air, its breeze, and scattered showers along with it. As a result, skies cleared out late overnight and now early this morning. We're enjoying plenty of sunshine. And while temperatures are cool to start in the 20s and lower 30s, we'll have a quick and beautiful rebound right on through the 30s and 40s and up into the 50s to around 60 by lunchtime. And temperatures will continue to climb into the lower and in some cases mid-60s with brilliant sunshine right on through the afternoon. High pressure will take the place of that storm and be with us right on through the day tomorrow. As a result, mostly clear skies tonight, temperatures back down into the 30s and 20s across the hills and mountains, and sunshine to start the day tomorrow as temperatures rebound quickly once again. A disturbance moving out of the middle of the country will head our way and over top of the ridge of high pressure on Saturday night and Sunday. Enough moisture available to squeeze out a few showers, perhaps even a thunderstorm on Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy for the second half of the weekend, but we'll continue to see the temperature surge into the lower 70s by late afternoon. On Monday, even milder air flows in and will flirt with the 80-degree mark under a mix of sun and clouds as a southwesterly wind increases out ahead of the next front. That front will pass through on Monday night and leave us with a high of around 70 on Tuesday. Still, though, we'll have plenty of sunshine through midweek next week, just a chance of a shower on Wednesday as high temperatures slide back into the 60s on both Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon through tonight across the South Central Plains and into the lower Missouri Valley. Increased instability, along with strong vertical shear, will make strong to severe thunderstorms likely, including discrete supercells. With increasing upper-level support, a few tornadoes will be possible, and one or two could be strong, along with the risk of very large hail. And the Storm Prediction Center is also very concerned about a high risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of Oklahoma and Kansas tomorrow. A tornado outbreak is likely across the southern and central plains into the mid-Missouri Valley from tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow night. We'll continue to update the forecast heading into the weekend. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, Grand Bahama, at 6:30 p.m. yesterday. The last report of hail was at Omaha, Nebraska, at 4:42 a.m. this morning. There were 36 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Jeffrey City, Wyoming. The 77-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1988 by 6 degrees. There were 9 daily record lows at Wantagh, Indiana. It was 18 degrees, and this is 5 degrees colder than the old record set in 2009. At Mount Washington this morning, 10 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and blowing snow, 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 28, 82% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Fort Stockton, Texas, to a low of 17 at Hibbing, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s. Boston, sunny, breezy, mid-60s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 58 degrees, the low 37. The average temperature, 48. That's 2 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 14/100ths for the month. That's 1.16 inches below normal. And 4.94 for the season, which is 4.36 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 17 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 241, and for the season, 4,905. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 37, the record high, 87, set in 1977, and the record low, 19, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m., 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and milder today with highs near 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, milder today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, milder today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and milder today with highs reaching into the lower 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by increasing clouds late in the day, staying dry and warm with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers, a couple thunderstorms Saturday night and Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, Sunday afternoon in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, even warmer on Monday with highs near 80, partly sunny near 70 on Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, chance of a shower on Wednesday afternoon with highs both days in the lower 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.